Welcome to the Fall Topics on this Thanksgiving Eve. And a brief little message today. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Fall Topics, everybody. Again, before we really get into it here on this great Thanksgiving Eve, please follow, like. We're going to go over a few things that I'm thankful about. I'm just keeping it really simple today. One thing to consider is how, unfortunately, torn our country is right down the middle. Thanksgiving is a unique American holiday. You know, people all around the world have the same, you know, holiday, time to reflect and what we're thankful about. But there's something unique about the American Thanksgiving Day. But right now, again, as I said, we can all see how things are torn apart from within by design. We've seen the last 8 years of just chaos. And every year around Thanksgiving, I stay grounded in realizing really all that we have and what we should be thankful about. We have this youth right now, this new generation that is just so pissed off, especially the college youth, which is just disgusting on its face. You know, we should all be concerned and trying to improve as a nation and make things better for our next generation. But right now, we see this generation that is just so beside themselves. And this has happened intentionally. I say it often. We all know that political demographic, the Democrats that for the past 8 years, and not the Democrats that I was in my youth, they're seeking power. They're corrupting our youth. They've gotten into our institutions. And when you see this misguided youth, just angry and angry and pissed off and rage, destruction, screaming, yelling when things don't go their way, the spoiled brat mentality of a lot of our youth right now is sad. It's sad because, you know, everybody knows I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. And I think God designed us, put into our DNA, this desire to seek truth and understanding, to seek Him first and foremost. And then when you remove God from society, from our American culture, as, you know, we knew it was going to happen. So this relentless attack on the religious, on Christianity, and that's okay. It's in our comedy, it's in our movies, it's all around us. It doesn't surprise me. But now when you've removed God and then you have this still wiring to seek truth, to understand what's going on, you're naturally going to seek the wrong things and be torn up and angry and misguided and twisted up. And it's just so unhealthy. We're an unhealthy nation right now. And for me, Thanksgiving is a time it's so important to take a step back and reflect. I love our country. With all its problems, all its, you know, some of the errors of our ways, our government, huge part of that. There's a lot of problems in this country and still continue to. But, you know, when you go back to the early days of our country, from Columbus, the trade routes into the pilgrims and the colonies, eventually becoming the United States of America. We should have a common goal. That common goal is the the improvement of our own nation, making progress, making changes, learning from our history and our mistakes and our trips. And we have a lot of them. It's easy. It is so easy to get focused on that. And that's, again, what our youth is undergoing right now. They've been told to hate this country. It's white nationalism, imperialistic, colonizers, the stealing of land, the slavery, all this kind of thing that is not exclusive to the United States of America. That is a humanity problem. And we can, as a nation, which is what we try to do, slavery is a perfect example. It got abolished because there were people, white, mind you, that were running this nation trying to change that. They knew it was wrong. And it doesn't matter. The race issue, it just doesn't matter. It's so nauseating. That's all people talk about anymore. This country right now is ill. And it needs to correct course. We're going to see what's going to happen over the next few years now. The next couple months, it's already happening. The chaos, the turmoil, there's going to be a lot of things thrown at that wall to see what sticks over the next couple of months before a particular inauguration occurs. And just how easily it is to sit here and focus on the negativity that goes on in our nation. Tomorrow's a very special day. And to me, what that means, I am thankful that every day I get to wake up in this country, the best country in the world. And that does not suggest, again, that we don't have problems, but it is still the best country in the world. I'm thankful that I get to be with my family. We can come and go and make decisions as we feel fit with our lives. As difficult as they may be some days, some months, some years, sometimes better than others, ups and downs, we still live in a country where I can wake up and you can wake up and recognize how wonderful it is that you can make your next decision for yourself. You have to navigate through some barriers sometimes, and that's okay. I'm thankful that I have a beautiful family. I'm thankful for the United States of America. I'm thankful that we have people in this country that see the problems in our country, the homeless, the drug use, and do try to make a difference. I'm thankful that we have Americans with that kind of a heart that put themselves aside and try to make the world better. Selflessly. There are people like that. It's hard to see it right now. It's really difficult sometimes. It seems like everybody's become selfish and angry, callous, passive-aggressive, narcissistic. There's a lot of that floating out there, but I'm thankful that there are so many people that try to stay focused on helping one another. I'm thankful that we're in this country where all those opportunities are provided to us. Nothing is ever fair. Some days are going to be better than others, but the opportunities are there. As much as people don't want to say, or don't want to believe it, or they don't want to acknowledge it, things are going to be harder for some people other than others. But I circle back. It is so important to me. This is one of my favorite holidays because I get to sit with my family in peace. And we do take those times to reflect everything that we have. Got to watch my children grow up. A beautiful wife that has stayed with me for 20 years. We have a lot to be thankful about in this country. and many of you that are listening to me, I would suspect most of you acknowledge that. Try to reach out to people that you don't know. And it's hard to do. It's very, very hard to do. It's hard for me to do. To find those that I disagree with or that have been a hassle, caused me wrong, whatever you want to call it, in your past. And just try to make things more comfortable and forgive. And again, be thankful. Stay in the moment, because you never know when that's going to end. Everybody knows how I feel about the expiration date. We all have one. It's all stamped on our feet, but we don't know it. We don't know what that day is. And when you're young, you think you're going to live forever. And as you start getting older, again, I'm almost 50 years old, you start recognizing that expiration date. And I'm thankful, again, that every day I get to wake up, I get to make videos for free from time to time. So much has been afforded to us. Just simple things. Software, cameras, lights, all inexpensive things. We've all been given a lot in this country. You look at our American culture, and there are a lot of people suffering right now. Some of their own making, some not. But this country is so special and so unique that it affords the opportunity for so many people to go out to help one another. At bare minimum, making an attempt. All the organizations, all the nonprofits. America is a very generous country. Very generous. Always trying to help. The things, again, that I am so thankful for is, number one, that I have my family. Number two, that I have that wonderful Constitution of the United States of America. It keeps me safe. Everybody, thank you for listening to this episode here. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're with family and friends. And have a wonderful day.